Hi everybody, Richard Lawson with another explosion on hookthewave.com.au on the beautiful South Coast. And number two is Psychedelia. Starting out with one of the first really big components of the psychedelic movement, Cream of Jack Bruce, Eric Clapton and Ginger Baker with their song Tales of Brave Ulysses with the immortal lines, the tiny purple fish run laughing through your fingers, but you want to take it with you to the heartland of the winter.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun. Laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the heartland of the winter.
That was Cream, Tales of Brave Ulysses, and you're with Richard Lawson on The Explosion on hookthewave.com.au. Next up, Pink Floyd. Everyone associates Pink Floyd with psychedelia, and their original songwriter on the first album and first two singles was Syd Barrett, him of the elfin fairy-like explosion of talent. He was actually an artist that played a bit of guitar. Here's their first big hit single, See Emily Play.
Emily tries but misunderstands. She's often inclined to borrow somebody's dreams till tomorrow. Sound till tomorrow.
There is
that touches the ground. Float on the river forever and ever, Emily.
Richard Lawson here, you're on The Explosion, and this is number 2, Psychedelia, and you're on radio, hookthewave.com.au, streaming on your computer. Hendrix, what more can you say? Well, you can say a lot, actually. Are you experienced? This is the backwards version, which I found on YouTube. It's very, very weird, because the lead guitar solo is actually the right way around now, because it sounds backwards on the recording. So yeah, enjoy this. It might be a bit weird, but it's Backwards, Are You Experienced by Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, Gonna arm a flavor. Ladies man. Oh, she.
See, I can speak backwards. That was Hendrix. I have experienced backwards. Yes, it is the psychedelic show. And yeah, we're going to be doing a lot of different things on this radio show. I've got tons and tons of shows to come from my vast experience with my massive record collection, which I sadly no longer have, but I had 3,000 records at one stage. Next up, the Beatles' first foray into psychedelia. And they use a bit of backwards noise too. It's the sitar backwards on this, and also birds. They've got geese and ducks actually backwards, which Pink Floyd used a bit as well at the same time, because they were both recording in the same studio, Abbey Road. The Beatles were actually recording Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, whilst Pink Floyd were in the next studio recording their first album, Helper at the Gates of Dawn. And there is some very, very, very rare recordings of them actually singing together. I think it was a Pink Floyd song, Let's Roll Another One. Anyway, this is Tomorrow Never Knows by the Beatles. Psychedelia wasn't just confined to England. It came out in America at the same time and exploded there in the San Francisco Haight-Ashbury scene. And the main exponents of that scene at the time were the biggest band in the land, the Byrds. Their first big hit was actually a cover of a Bob Dylan song, which made Bob Dylan a very, very, very happy man. It was Bob Dylan's ode to psychedelia, but we're not going to play that one, Mr. Tambourine Man. We're going to play 8 Miles High, which is even more psychedelic because it features some very, very cool raga sections in the middle. Enjoy The Birds and 8 Miles High. That was The Birds with 8 Miles High, and you're on The Explosion on hookthewave.com.au with Richard Lawson. And we're starting to get wound up today in the psychedelic show. This is number 2, The Psychedelia. Now, we've got a current band, Chemical Brothers, and Let Forever Be. These guys loved psychedelic music, and when they first started DJing, the first mix they did was Tomorrow Never Knows, which led me to put them in pretty much now. This is a song that features Liam Gallagher from Oasis singing with the Chemical Brothers, and it's Let Forever Be. And if ever you get a chance, search the film clip. It is absolutely spun out by a Danish filmmaker, and it is all hand done. Anyway, the Chemical Brothers on hookthewave.com.au, and you're with Richard Lawson on Explosion, and the track is called Let Forever Be. Not to be outdone, Australia has got its own exponent of psychedelic music, psychedelic pop, in the form of Tame Impala, one of my favourite groups at the moment in the world, and we're very proud to have them as Australian. This is a track off their Inner Speaker album, which was their debut album. It's called Why Don't You Make Up Your Mind, and it's got some very cool volume pedal control guitar, very psychedelic, very trippy. They recorded this whole album down at Margaret River on a beautiful homemade studio overlooking the beach. Anyway, you're on The Explosion with Richard Lawson on hookthewave.com.au, Tame Impala, and Why Don't You Make Up Your Mind. Lawson, you're with The Explosion on hookthewave.com.au, streaming from the lovely south coast of New South Wales, all around the world. Jefferson Airplane, White Rabbit. This is a classic old psychedelic track. These guys also hailed from San Francisco, so they probably hooked up with the birds a bit. But this is Jefferson Airplane and White Rabbit, and you're on The Explosion with Richard Lawson on hookthewave.com.au.
One pill may
Now we get into the interesting part. I wasn't really sure whether to take this psychedelic show, whether I should go into more prog rock side of it with Yes and Genesis and the Moody Blues, or should I go into more garage punk? Assuming it's my background with the drummers, Line Spiders, I thought garage punk actually. It's pretty weird, it's pretty out there, it's pretty amateurish, but some of the sounds and some of the ideas are absolutely cracker. The next set of songs, about the next four songs, are all from a fantastic old album called Pebbles, The Acid Gallery, Volume 4. Bands like the Chocolate Watch Band, the Electric Prunes, Teddy and His Patches, Dave Diamond and Higher Elevation. They're bands that you probably never heard of in a million years, but they're very, very, very influential on a lot of the bigger bands around them. This first band, Chocolate Watch Band, with the track Loose Lip Sink Ship. And listen for the end part of the song. It's quite crazy and stupid and just doesn't make any sense at all. And you can tell they're just wandering around the studio just playing anything out of time that they felt like it. Anyway, I'm Richard Lawson and this is The Explosion, and you're on hookthewave.com.au. This is the Chocolate Watch Band and Loose Lip Sink Ship. With Loose Lip Sink Ship. You can get all these shows archived on the front page of hookthewave.com.au, and you can save them to your player if you want. A lot of fun. Anyway, the next track on The Explosion, Psychedelia, number two, my show, is The Electric Prunes, and I Had Too Much to Dream It Last Night. It actually features the first use of fuzz guitar made by the Vox Amp people. They actually did an amp, a little advertisement for Coca-Cola as well, and also for Vox Amps. Great band, The Electric Prunes. They hailed from San Diego. Anyway, you're on The Explosion, and I'm Richard Lawson on hookthewave.com.au. Electric Prunes, and I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night. Thank you.
touched your golden hair and tasted your perfume. Your eyes were filled with love the way they used to be. Your gentle hand reached out to comfort me.
And I had too much to dream last night. Pink Floyd, well, they feature heavily on this show because to me, there is no psychedelia without Pink Floyd, early Pink Floyd, which was the Syd Barrett Pink Floyd. This is their first track off their debut album, Astronomy Domini, and you're with Richard Lawson on hookthewaves.com.au and my own show, The Explosion. This is number 2, Psychedelia.
Between the blue you once knew, floating down the sound resounds around the icy waters underground. Jupiter and Saturn, over on their amber and Titania, Neptune, Titan, stars can frighten. We'll be right back.
This next band on the show, Velvet Underground, Lou Reed's band with John Cale. Not really what you'd sort of class as psychedelia. They were more into different drugs, shall we say, with Andy Warhol over in the New York side of things, which was pretty far removed, actually, from the West Coast psychedelia. But I like this song so much because it's pretty out there, and you could basically say it's psychedelia. Their second album, they recorded, White Light, White Heat, they recorded in one night on various drugs, and a lot of stuff was done first take, and you can tell this one was first take because it just doesn't make any sense sometimes. But it features some pretty freaked out guitar by Lou Reed. This is the Velvet Underground, and I heard it call my name.
Got my eyes wide open. It's the was on people Monday. Got my eyeballs on my knees. I think I'm walking. I rap for hours with Mad Mary Williams. Search never understood a word for me because I know that you care about me. I heard you call my name. Long dead and gone, still it ain't the same. But when I wake up in this morning, mama, I heard her call my name. I knew she's dead and long fall gone. I heard her call my name, then I felt my mind split open. I ran for hours with a man who was young. Says never stood a word for me. Oh, I know she cares about me. I heard her call my name. Working it in now. I said she's a long dead gone. But still, she ain't the same. She's coming on after. But when I woke up in the morning, mama, I heard her call my name. She's long gone. I know she's dead. And she's long far gone. My mind's split open.
Hi, Richard Lawson here on The Explosion on hookthewave.com.au. This next track, The Diamond Mine, by Dave Diamond and Higher Elevation. He was a radio DJ on independent radio, college radio in San Francisco coming out of Berkeley. And he made a living, he made a great name out of himself for just basically rambling on with nonsense, but everything sort of made sense in the end. Here's one of his rambles called The Diamond Mine. And it sort of sums up that whole psychedelic movement. They used to use it in a lot of nightclubs and things like that when everyone's tripping right off their head. And the band I used to be in, Lone Spiders, we used to use this as intro music. It used to get the crowd well and truly wound up. You're on hookthewave.com.au. The Explosion is the radio show, and I'm Richard Lawson. This is Dave Diamond and Higher Elevation and The Diamond Mind.
Ride with me now down that purple shaft into the deep, inner depths of the diamond mine, where we will witness the flight of the precious peanut butter fudge angel of love as she spreads her wings and flies high through the thundering silence of your vacuum-kept secret, hiding out on the pulsating fringe of your bubbly fudge mind. Deep in the sanctuary of the ruby-lipped lizard who's tripped through that revolving door of today's changes, springs the weightless suspension of those tiny red question marks to pierce your brain and taunt you to observe the wondrous smoke of the fur-lined volcano near the cave of the great blue-winged bat following the flight of the deep, deep-breathing butterfly toward the soothing smell of the six-foot narcissus. Are we in the garden of man-eating dandelions or in the safety of the Tasmanian treehouse? Can it be? Will it be? Yes, it will, as you reach out for where it's at, only to find when you're where it's at, it isn't where it's at all. So cop out now with me for a borrowed moment and glimpse through the plate glass menagerie of life, the time thieves, the flight of mediocrity. Will we ever free ourselves of the demons of mediocrity? Wait now with me, knee deep in the splendor of the peach fuzz forest, in the gentle radiation of the one-eyed cufflink, who joins us on our ball-bearing express to the land of lavender and sky blue pink, where we pause on the latex trampoline of tomorrow's promise and grieve on yesterday's sweet sorrow. In the steam-heated living room of the warm teenage tangerine, we must now somersault in slow motion down, down the sliding board to a diamond mine eternity, crying, crying as God alive, and remembering so well that the hand that cradles the rock can certainly rule the world.
Hi, Richard Lawson here on The Explosion on hookthewave.com.au. Pink Floyd again to finish off, off that fantastic first album, Pipettes Against the Dawn. This is Pow R, Talk H, and it does include all the ducks and things like that, which the Beatles end up using as well. I've been Richard Lawson. This is the second show of mine, Psychedelia, and you're on hookthewave.com.au. Hope you enjoy yourselves this week, and until next week, I'm signing off, and enjoy your psychedelia with Pink Floyd.
Mm-hmm.